Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. It's in Matthew, the 13th chapter, that recorded for us a series of parables that our Lord taught by the Sea of Galilee. These parables are connected with one another in that they express one central or general theme: the gradual growth, the unsurpassed worth, and the sure triumph of the kingdom of God. The parable of the sower, that's in verses 3 through verse 23, explains the different hearts of men and how that they will receive the seed of the kingdom, which Jesus said is the Word of God. Then there's the parable of the tares, that's from verse 24 through verse 30, and then the explanation of the parable in verses 36 through 43. And then there's the parable of the net, that's in verses 47 through 50. These all explain the certain separation of good and evil and the judgment of God that will come upon the wicked. Then in verses 31 and 32, there's the parable of the mustard seed. In verse 33, the parable of the leaven. And these are given to illustrate the growth of the kingdom among men. And then the parable of the hidden treasure in verse 44. And the pearl of great price in verses 45 and 46. These two parables emphasize the unsurpassed worth of citizenship in the kingdom. What we want to focus on is the parable of the pearl of great price. And that's in verses 45 and 46 of Matthew 13. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. You know, we live in a society where people know the cost of a lot of things, but they know the value of very little. We seem to have little concept of what is or what should be the most important in our lives. But in answer to the question of what is valuable, Jesus asked us to consider this pearl of great price here in Matthew 13. In the verses that we read, verses 45 and 46. So let's ask and let's answer three questions about this parable. The first is, what is this pearl of great price? Well, everyone has a pearl of great price, whether it's a conscience choice or not. We have something which we esteem to be of more value than anything else. Something that we're given our lives for. Now, to some, it may be financial security. Remember, there was a parable that Jesus gave in Luke 12 about the man that he calls the rich fool. He had an abundant harvest, and he asked himself, what was he going to do? He said, I will tear down my barns and build greater. All through that parable, it was I and it was me, until finally, God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and whose will all of these things be that you have prepared? But yet still, that is to what some people is their pearl of great price. To others, it's just sinful pleasure. In Acts chapter 17, there's a statement made there in verse 18 about those that were Epicureans. And he said, therefore he reasoned in the synagogue and with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicureans and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, what does this babbler want to say? Others said, it seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection. It's pretty much generally known from historians that these Epicureans were those that involved themselves in sinful pleasures. Well, that too, to some people, is the pearl of great price. To others, it's just worldly power, like the Alexander the Greats of our history. In Matthew chapter 20, Jesus made this statement in verse 25. He said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whosoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. But still, that is, to some people, the pearl of great price, to have this power, this authority over others. To others, like the Greeks of Jesus' day, it was wisdom and education that, to them, was the pearl of great price. And with others, even people today, its power, or its prestige, or its prominence, or to some people, the pearl of great price is their health. But Jesus identifies the true pearl of great price as the kingdom of God. Nothing is of more value than salvation from sin and citizenship in the kingdom. In comparison, all else fades into significance. In the book of Philippians, notice as I begin reading at verse 7 of chapter 3, Philippians 3, verse 7, Paul said, but what things were counted gain to me, those I've counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I might gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. See, its value of this pearl of great price that Jesus identifies as the kingdom, this is seen in that to possess this pearl of great price means that no matter how physically poor we are spiritually rich. No matter how physically hungry that we become, we can be spiritually filled. That no matter how troubling that life gets, we can find a sense of security, and that we have the greatest blessing that heaven can offer, and that is the forgiveness of sin, peace with God, and hope for the future. Things of great value, we know, have a tendency to appreciate or to become more valuable with time, and that's certainly true with regards to this pearl of great price, the kingdom of God. Its value increases with time. Its value will be great at our death. It will be great at the judgment. And it will be great, for it will help us to see and be in eternity. But let's look at who is this merchant that is seeking this pearl. Well, he was a man who truly desired and he obviously appreciated the better things of life. And this desire and appreciation is necessary to improvement, whether it be that we're talking about things physically or spiritually. He must have been maybe a lot like Mary in Luke 10. Remember when Jesus went to visit Mary and Martha? And Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to hear the words that he spoke. And Jesus said that she had chosen the good part, that which could not be taken away from her. So this motion, he was a man that was able, like Mary, to discern value. He knew the difference between good, better, and best. And this discerning mind is something that's necessary to being a Christian. Remember the Bereans in Acts 17, verse 11? The Bible says they were more noble, or they were more fair-minded than those that were in Thessalonica, because they received the word with readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see whether the things that were being spoken were so. So it is then, he was a man who was determined to obtain the pearl of great value. He was committed to that goal. Yet he was much different than that rich young ruler, remember, that came to Jesus in Matthew 19. But he was seemingly seeking this pearl, but remember, he was unwilling to pay the price when Jesus told him of that one thing that he lacked. He's a lot like the Ethiopian treasure, this merchant is. We read about the Ethiopian in Acts 8. The Ethiopian was willing to make whatever sacrifice necessary to become a child of God. Well, then, how did this merchant make this great purchase? Well, first of all, he made it immediately. He made it immediately, just like those on the day of Pentecost did, when in Acts 2 and verse 41, it says, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Or again, back to Acts chapter 16, where the Philippian jailer, when he came in to where Paul and Silas was, and he says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He listened to the things that Paul had to say concerning Christ. He washed the stripes, and he was baptized, he and all of his straightway. And the passage says they did this the same hour of the night. So it's immediate. That's what we see in this merchant. And that's what we see in actual examples of those that were obtaining the kingdom of God. The Pentecostals that we read in Acts 2 and the Philippian jailer in Acts 16. And he made it with joy. And that's the way of the Ethiopian in Acts 8. That when they come up out of the water, the Spirit caught away Philip and the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. And this merchant made it with a great personal sacrifice. Notice what it said in Matthew 16 and verse 24. He sold all that he had. And friends, that's the price that has to be paid by anyone, everyone, you and I. In Luke, the 14th chapter, notice what Jesus says here, beginning with verse 25. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he's laid the foundation, he's not able to finish, all that see it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks condition of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Friends, can you imagine the joy that this man felt when he purchased this pearl, holding it in his hand, feeling it, and knowing that it was his? Well, how much greater joy of knowing that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, forgiven of our sins, and filled with the hope of eternity with God. Friends, we see the time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and we now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.